Good morning, everyone. It is good to be back with you. My family and I arrived back in Auckland 2 weeks ago after an amazing trip around the South Island. We visited various cities such as Christchurch, Dunedin, Invercargill, and Queenstown. But the most memorable thing was seeing the amazing mountains at Mount Cook, the beautiful lakes, the wonderful vegetation, and meeting the friendly New Zealanders. I'm so grateful to God and His people on this beautiful earth. Let us pray. Almighty God, I'm so grateful to you for what you have done for us. Help us to understand the word of God today and apply this into our lives. Please continue to be with us and guide us and bless us. Thank you, Lord. I pray this in the name of our Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. At this time of the year, most people will have had a look back at this last year and be making resolutions for the year to come. Especially this year, many of you might have found the year hard because of the COVID-19 pandemic. We have heard that many people in this world have been unable to move around and have lost their loved ones and their jobs. We are quite sure of how long the pandemic will continue or when it will be over. As you know, we are living in difficult times, and some of you will be wondering how to survive in this new uncertain world. I find that at worrying times like this, when I am uncertain, I read the Word of God, which helps me to find out what I should do as a child of God. Let us read the Word of God and find out what we can do as children of God. I chose this story because believers of Christ are guided and helped by God when they live here on the earth. These passages of Exodus chapter 14, verse 1 to 14 show us that our God was guiding us, guiding His people of Israel to Canaan, which was known to be God's plan for the final destination of His chosen people to live in Canaan. When they arrived at the Red Sea, they had a big problem because the people of Israel were stuck between the Red Sea and the armies of Egypt. They could not go forward because of the Red Sea, and they could not go backward because of the Egyptian armies. They were afraid because they could not do anything. Our God gave the people help in these difficult times. Our God gave the people help in these difficult times. Let us read Exodus 14, verse 10. As Pharaoh approached, the Israelites looked up, and there were the Egyptians marching after them. They were terrified and cried out to the Lord. The Israelites were afraid, but came to God and asked for His help. I think that this is what we need to do as people who believe in Christ and our Lord, because our God is with us and is helping us to succeed here on this earth, even in troubled times. people of Israel, were instructed to obey God. So God gave this message to them. Let us read together. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 4 to 7. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commandments are to be upon your heart. Impress them on your children. To be obedient means that children of God must be prepared to hear the word of God, put it into practice, to show it to others, and teach them, or show them by example how to follow God at all times. Now let us learn what happened to the people of Israel. Exodus 14, verse 11 and 12 says, they said to Moses, was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die? What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we say to you in Egypt, leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians? It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert. These passages show us that the people of Israel complained rather than obeyed God. And yet, even though people complained, God did not punish, but helped them to survive. Let us read Exodus 14, verse 13 and 14. Moses answered the people, do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. How can this story from so long ago help us today? As you look back on a difficult year and look forward to a new year, the fact is that, as always, we learn several things from this passage. First of all, the Bible says, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Living in this uncertain world, we might be afraid. However, our God says, do not be afraid. No matter what happens, because our God is here with us and cares for us at all times. Our Lord Jesus would often tell his disciples, do not be afraid. Secondly, the passage tells us to stand firm. Stand firm. This does not mean that we do not have to do anything. The people of Israel followed the word of God in one hand and held their weapons in another hand. This means that children of God must depend upon God and live a godly life here in this world. And this passage also says that they will see the deliverance the Lord will bring them. The reason why God delivered the people of Israel from Egypt was because they were guided to follow God in order to accomplish the work of God, which is saving his people from their sins. Finally, the Bible says, God will fight for you. God will fight for you. You need only to be still. The people of Israel could not do anything between the Red Sea and the Egyptian armies. The only thing they could do was to obey God. They complained at some stage, but this did not help them. The best way is to ask God for His help. At this time, the mighty God did great works for the people of Israel. Still today, our God will do and can do His great works for His people. What we can do is to obey God in this world, no matter where we go and what we do. So as we look forward to the new year, our Lord says, do not be afraid. Stand firm. Let us be still. Let us ask our Lord to guide us. Let us listen to His word. Let us be peaceful and joyful in the birth of His Son Jesus, who came to this world to show us the way. Let us pray together. Almighty God, thank you for the great message. We learned that the people of Israel were troubled and asked God for His help. Our God answered and did mighty things for them. We still believe that our God can do great things for His people when we obey Him in this world. Thank you, Lord. Please continue to be with us and guide us and bless us. I pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.